All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today we have with us one of our biggest sponsors, Ready Made Resources, Robert Griswold. Bob's going to come on today and talk to us about a new device for life-saving capabilities, which I'm actually very interested in, and I think I may actually end up, buying this product. Now, there's some other stuff in the political wing that we need to hit, but I'm going to let Bob cover all that, and I'm just going to let him take this, and I'll do some questions and answers here or that, but I think Bob's got this wrapped up. So, Bob, thanks for coming on today, man.
Doug, I'm a person who loves the whole genre of communication. I've spent a good portion of my life learning ham radio, and I've spent more than I've told my wife on ham radio equipment. I just picked this up. Okay, this is an ICOM 705. This is the icon of what everybody wants. I can listen and talk to people all over the world with it. But the problem with this is that not everyone can spend. I'm not going to tell you how much it costs. Not everyone can spend that much money. My wife might listen to this program.
You're a true calm guy.
Not everybody can spend that much money, and not everybody can carry this with me. I mean, I can't carry this into the mall with me. I can't carry this, if I go grocery shopping. I mean, I could technically carry it because of an internal battery, but it's not something that I'm going to stick in my pocket. This antenna is like 6 feet long. So it's not something I can do. I really love this equipment, but it has its limitations. Okay. I can talk and get and receive information on it all day long. I have several different kinds of radios like that, but, and like I said, I enjoy it, but it's limited in what I can do, and it's limited because of several capacities. One, not everybody can afford it. Two, if I get caught transmitting on this without a ham radio license, fines are going to happen. I mean, the FCC is going to fine me. So you have to have a ham radio. Everybody that you would in your network would have to have a ham radio license. So if I have five people in my family, and this is $2,000, say, that's a $10,000 investment to get five people on board to communicate, okay? And then every one of them has to have a ham radio license, just to make that clear. I love it. It's a great technology, very good, but it's limited in scope. My wife's not going to carry this into Walmart with her. She's just not going to do it. Or when she's going to, to the store to buy a new dress, she's not going to carry that with her. On the other hand, I came across this product. I've been talking to Steve Quayle about it, and he highly endorses this. And I know several of the big names highly endorse this product I'm going to mention because it does solve the problems that ham radio presents. Again, is it portable? Is it affordable? Those are the things that you need to do. And I'm telling you, the two most fragile or vulnerable parts of American infrastructure are our communication network and our electrical grid. The company I'm going to mention deals with both of those elements. So if my electrical grid goes down, what do? I've mentioned this before. Electricity goes down. I do 18th century reenacting, 1750s. I go into the H.G. Wells time machine backwards. Everything I know stops working. I mean, there's a camera here, a computer here. My cell phone's ringing. This is going on. I have a red piece over here, another computer. All that goes away. I'm enjoying air conditioning. There's lights. All of it goes away. So I go back 200 years in time. And the other thing is communication. I've been all over the world, being under the necessity to communicate. I've also been in situations where I didn't know where my family members were at. And I, my wife and I have been married 36 years. I'm still really in love with her. And, I get really concerned if she's out and I don't know where she's at. And, I can't find her. I start to get concerned. So with that said, Steve introduced me and I've become a dealer for this. And I think it's really a fantastic product. It's called a bibby stick. This is actually a satellite transceiver. Okay. So this little device, and it's very simple to use. It has two buttons there, on off. And then another button here. And then a button here. This is really, don't push it unless you need to. This is a global SOS. So anywhere I'm at on the planet, if I get into trouble, you know, we've all seen that commercial, help, I've fallen and can't get up. You know, anywhere on the planet, if I'm out hiking, great for backpackers. If you go, I mean, you know, I think Jamie Walden live out in the middle of Colorado nowhere and somewhere, and I'm out somewhere and I get injured. Your cell phone service doesn't work in a lot of places like that. All I need to make this work is an open sky. So if I can see up and see the blue up there or stars, this will give my location exactly where I'm at. Now, again, if I don't want it to do it, I can turn that service off, because with the service, they also send this really nice cell phone, full service cell phone. The nice thing is this does not need cell phone service to make it work. So let's just say there's been a national disaster like 9/11. You know, after 9/11, the cell phone services went down. Okay. And everybody was scrambling to find out if their loved ones were still alive. Well, if you have this, this sends and receives a text. The nice thing about a text over a voicemail is one thing, the data stream is far smaller, so it goes through a lot easier. It completely bypasses the cellular network, that critical infrastructure I mentioned earlier that could go down very easily. And you can send a text to your loved ones, anybody in your family, anybody in your circle, and say, you know, here I am. It'll also find you. I could actually go on the cell phone and actually track my wife, find out where she's at. I could text my children. I could text my wife if there's been a 9/11 type event, or, you know, some type of, you know, mass casualty event, and that really affects a lot of people. I could actually text them where my cell phone service might not work. And this product right over here, you can see it. You know, actually find out where she's at, text back and forth, develop a plan so that we can meet back up and, you know, make things work fine. You know, when a disaster happens, there's this thing called the golden hour. You know, if it takes the public a little bit of time to respond. If the cell phone services went down, there would not be panic immediate. People would start to first think, maybe there's something wrong with my phone. Maybe there's this, maybe there's that, maybe cell phone service is down. If you have the ability to text outside the realm of the cell phone, it doesn't need the cell phone service because it goes from satellite. You have that golden hour there where you can, you know, take advantage of that, get the information to your loved ones, which they have a head start on everybody else. That's where it's really important. So my friends, my family, and my circle, all I have to do, these two products link together. And I can go to the text feature here and text and say, you know, what's going on? This has happened, whatever I need to text. They can text back, providing they have one of these, and we can then communicate. Now, if the cell phone service is in their area still working, I can send a text to anybody that has an email address. So the most safe way, though, is each of us have this. So if the cell phone service went down across the nation or whatever, we could both send the text back and forth via satellite. To me, being a communications guy, and I think I'm pretty good at it, I just think this is an indispensable piece of equipment. You can see it's giving my location right here. I don't want to give too much away, but it's showing exactly where I'm at. I can actually push the button. It'll give me very detailed longitude, latitude coordinates. So if somebody needed to come rescue me, they could do that. You know, that's with the family. Now, imagine, you know, I've got my family secure. Everybody in my family is going to have one of these so that we can be able to do this. Because, Doug, I think we both agree this nation's heading towards crisis. I don't want it. I'm a Christian. I want peace. I don't want this violence that's being perpetrated. I want to live my life in peace. But I just think forces are being pushed to draw two sides into conflict with one another. And like I said, infrastructure is very easy to interrupt. The electrical infrastructure of America and the communication, infrastructure of America is very easy to interrupt. So my family, I want to get them on board so that we can do what we need to do and use that golden hour or so that I get a head start on whatever else anybody else would be doing. Traffic would jam very quickly. If I can get ahead of that traffic, I'm doing so much better. So that's where it applies to family. Now, also, I think there's a bigger picture, and this is what Steve Quayle and I are putting together. we've come up with an email address and we're trying to put together a network. So let's just say I noticed something going on in my community. Let's just say we mentioned earlier, you live in Dallas and something happens in Houston. Okay. People notice that the Houston Walmarts are running out of food or whatever. There's again, that golden hour that you can text out to circles of friends, that they can text out to circles of friends that you notice, you know, this critical infrastructure problems. Again, it gives you that golden hour of time to say, you know, this hasn't hit here yet. Do we need to do something before maybe the Walmart and, you know, Dallas runs out of food? So that kind of information, as you know, intelligence drives the whole thing. We both dealt with the world of intelligence. It drives it. And in the country we live in today, having that intelligence before anybody else has it, to me, is I cannot overstate the necessity for that type of knowledge. It you can't put a price tag on it, because the price tag is perhaps your family, your family's safety, your family's security. So if they go to my web link, it's RMR, Romeo Mike Romeo, like Ready Made Resources, RMRBivvy.com. It'll take them off site, but you showed the screenshot. I don't know if you can pull that back up again. That screenshot, it'll take you there. The first product on the left-hand side is the product I'm talking about. Now you can get other things too. Yeah, that product right there. That's what they sent me. And I'm getting that for everyone in my family, because I think there's a good chance that the communication, network in this country is going to go down. I think there could be a casualty event, and I want to make sure my family is taken care of, that I can communicate with them. And I think for what it charges, you know, it's just absolutely golden insurance. I've worked in the world of communication too long not to know the importance of the communication. And so with that said, you know, I just think it's just something that should be as important as a food supply, as important as a water filter, as important as the night vision we sell, all of that. Also on that page, like we said, the other part of critical infrastructure is electricity. Even though this lasts 5 days, let me turn that around the right way. This lasts 5 days. On a battery charge, what do you do to keep it up if we have a grid down scenario that lasts a few weeks or so? Well, the sat phone store, if you go back to the front page, you go down, they have absolutely some really good solar power generators. And what I've noticed about the sat phone store that I really like is the fact that they sell ones that really do work. And let me define what I mean by that. I have seen too many of these solar generators, and I have a degree in this. I mean, our whole business runs on solar. Ready Made Resources runs on solar. I went to school for electronics. It's a simple equation of how much electricity I need. And I've seen people try to sell these products like they're going to run your neighborhood. Well, they're not. But what the sat phone store does, if you notice, you scroll here, like these solar panels, 220-watt panel, 400-watt panel. See, that's a credible amount of electricity. You put a daisy chain, a couple of those together, and you have 800 watts. You can do a lot with modern equipment on 800 watts. Again, the storage capacity of their large unit would run a small refrigerator. A lot of these ones that they sell, they give you a little bitty battery in it. You know, they say it's a 6,000-watt inverter. That doesn't mean anything. If you don't have a good storage capacity, your ability to use that 6,000 watts is very limited. Case in point. So let's just say I owned a 1,200 horsepower Ferrari and, you know, I put a 1 gallon gas tank in it. Doug, would that 1 gallon gas tank run the 1,200 horsepower Ferrari?
Probably not.
Well, it would. Two blocks.
Not for a while. Yeah. Not for a while.
Two blocks. I turn it on, you know, sucks half the gas out when I turn it on. Then I go down a block or two and it's out of gas. Well, that's analogous to the battery. And that's what I really like about their product, is that they've put serious batteries in them. And they also have serious solar panels, because if you're using a small solar panel to try to, you know, fill up a big battery, it's like trying to fill your car up with a drinking straw. It's going to take a long time. Whereas if you have a 1-inch hose, you fill it up pretty quickly. And so that's the type of their equipment right there. They have nice size batteries in it. They have nice ability to charge the equipment quickly, the big solar panel. So really, I think at the sat phone store, you're going to get both of the items that we see critical infrastructure, electricity and communication. And with that said, I just want to recommend rmrbivy.com. I highly recommend this. I've been in business doing this for almost 30 years. I usually don't get on here, Doug, and push a product like this. I'm just not that vocal where I try to push, but I think this is top shelf piece of equipment to have. It's top shelf. I mean, I want to know where my family is in a crisis. I want to know if the cell phones go down, I can get in touch with my wife. I can get in touch with my children. I want to be able to send out information. If I notice some critical event happening in my community, I want to be able to send that out. FYI, just observing, this is going on in my community right now. XYZ has happened. Keep your heads up, stay frosty, whatever you need to do, but do that. And again, that's what this equipment gives us. So again, I'm just going to mention it. RMR, Romeo, Mike Romeo, is just RMR, bivy.com. Highly recommend it. Any comments, Doug?
Well, for starters, let me comment on the whole the gas tank of the car thing. Depending on how you drive, it won't last very far. Depending on how I drive. Now, secondly, when it comes to communication, just like with night vision, in the military and in law enforcement, when we use night vision, we have infrared devices, infrared reflection patches, so that we can see our friendlies. All right. So if you're using night vision and you and your family are moving through the woods, it would behoove of you to put a little IR Kim stick on you, your children, your wife, so that if anyone ever gets lost, you can see where they're at. Right. Now, just remember, if you can see them and someone else has NVGs, they can see them. All right. But what's cool is that if you took this device and you are marching through the swamps and you happen to lose people, you could pull up a phone that comes with it, and you could, I'm guessing, virtually track straight to where the device is current, right?
That's great. I mean, very, very highly accurate coordinates of where somebody's at. Again, I don't know if you can hear my radio running in the background. I'm just trying to find somebody. But if I find somebody on here, okay, and I want to communicate with them, which I can do, I got a little microphone right here. I'm going to turn it off so we don't hear that annoying noise. But if I do that, that is open. Everybody on the planet can hear that. Okay, that's an HF transceiver. I can talk to people in New Zealand. So everybody in the world is going to have it. Do I want my wife saying, hey, I'm at the Walmart down on First Street? All of a sudden, everybody knows my wife is at the Walmart on First Street. So I've just given out a huge amount of intelligence about my family. First of all, my wife, terms of endearment, honey, how you doing? I mean, all those things that I would say on open transmission, people can exploit. I mean, I've been in the world of intelligence. The purpose of intelligence is exploitation. Google does it to you all the time. Type in a widget, then you get 9,000 widget ads. That's they gained intelligence on you. And they're doing it. So if I'm talking on an open source, like with this thing, I'm giving out information that I might not want to give out. Whereas this is going to be far, far more restrictive on who gets it, because not everybody's going to be able to receive this. This is not open source transmission. It's an encrypted satellite transmission that goes from me to another person. And so I can feel a lot more free talking to my wife on this or texting her, my location, what we do, what our plans, whatever you need to say via something like this than on an open source transmission such as radio. So again, both of them are very, very valuable. With that radio there, I can listen to people all over the country. And again, I can gain intelligence. But like I said, not everybody has that. So if I hear something important on my ham radio, and I do hear stuff important, I can then take it and send it out to my friends, because you can put your friends thing on here. You can put a concentric circles of people you want to talk with. I can send out five texts. I can send five people a text at a time. And I can send them and say, listen, I just heard this from a fairly good source. Be on your guard. Do what you need to do. Act appropriately, whatever. So, again, both are very, very good pieces of equipment to have, because we are living in very dangerous times. I mean, we're seeing an Axis allied empire develop across the planet. I mean, right now, China, Russia, Iran, and Venezuela. I mean, those governments are moving into Venezuela like you can't believe. I mean, the Monroe Doctrine is, if you remember what that was, Reagan used it to get the Russians out of Grenada. or the Cubans out via Russia, out of Grenada. But that doctrine has been functionally obliterated because, we've become a global society, and Russia, China are both in South America right now working, and they're working, building networks. You know, this has been the failure of U.S. foreign policy is we go there. And if you read the book, The Economic Hitman, you'd know we go in and we exploit a nation's resources. And we've left a lot of nations without a very good taste in their mouth because we've exploited their timber, their water, their minerals, whatever. And, we've left. I think probably this other powers have learned this, and they're going in there trying to build cultural building between people groups. And I think it'll be far more effective. You know, I love this country, Doug. I love it. You and I have served this country, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out we're heading in the wrong direction right now. And, we see elements of our infrastructure breaking down. We see our borders breaking down. Our money is losing value by the day. All these signs of an empire in decline are just, you see them encroaching daily upon the citizenry of this country. And we don't know what the breaking point is. I read a story that they want a very public arrest of Donald Trump, possibly at a rally. I mean, that would be the very, very worst thing if I was a law enforcement and tried to keep things tame and contained, that's the last thing I'd want is to try to go and arrest this very, very popular president, this man, in front of 15, 20, 30, 40,000 of his followers. I mean, that has the potential for absolutely. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody throw like potassium in water or something. It just explodes. That has the capability of doing that. I mean, to me, it would be just insanity to do this. If I was the person interested in peace and, working things out, it would be insanity. Plus, the American people see the dual justice system we have going on in this country, that Hunter Biden, he goes scot-free. No. I mean, his computer is like, Satan himself put the stuff on it. It's as guilty as you can get. Same thing with Hillary, or, the acid washing, the 30,000 emails after they were subpoenaed, the private email server. I mean, so everybody knows that there's two tiers of justice in this country. And they are pushing it to the point where something's going to break. And as I said at the beginning of the program, I'm a Christian. I'm 66 years old. I want to live the rest of my days in peace. Who wants this conflict that's coming? But I fear that it is coming. And it's Donald Trump, I think, was right in trying to ratchet it down some. I just caution people that, be careful what you do at this point. I always ask people, what overcame Rome? What beat Rome? Was it the sword of Barabbas, or is it the gospel of Jesus Christ? We all know eventually Christianity conquered Rome. Rome was fully equipped and knew exactly how to deal with the Barabbases. The guys who want to do it by the sword, they knew exactly how to do it. In fact, they kind of got into it. They liked it. They liked the slaughter. They did it. So we're at this transition in our country that I think there's a good chance the sword of Barabbas is going to be what takes the day. It'll be terrible things. But for me, I want to follow the ways of the peace. But we're definitely at a nation right now that is in transition, and that's my fear. Just a few notes. Again, we just see a ruling class of people like the Clintons, the Bidens, that have a dual standard of justice. Hillary, James Comey, he's a swamp creature like everybody else. He's in there. He admitted that Hillary had 150 some classified emails on that private email server that was in her house with no governmental security protocols on it. So the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians, anybody could hack it, look at it, do whatever. And it was done on purpose so that it would not have oversight. So she could do private dealings, private financial dealings with no oversight to them. Nothing happened to her. And then the same thing with Hunter Biden's computer. The president, Biden, denied any knowledge of his son's dealings. Well, we knew that. That's a total lie. We have the evidence. And so we see this dual system of justice. And this is my concern, that there's going to be an event happens maybe before the election. They saw what happened to Liz Cheney last night. They know that's what's coming. And they're going to have to create an event that's going to try to go, you know, what do they call it? Hypergolic, where it's just you mix two things together and they explode. That's, I think, from my my Eaton bomb tech buddy that used to be on the police department. You know, two chemicals go together and you don't have to light a match or anything. They automatically just go boom. You know, they want to create something like that. And a public arrest of Donald Trump could be that event, so that they could then label everybody who's, you know, a Trump fan is look at the mob. The mob's out of control. We have to make that illegal. And so that's what I think's coming. And so, again, going back to the need for communication and the electrical power, I just cannot state how much I think this is necessary right now, because I think our nation's in deep, deep trouble. Same thing. We see the food supply being diminished. Mike Adams has written a lot about this, that so many critical elements of our food structure, food supply have broken down. You know, obviously our money is losing value by the minute. And now they just want to spend what, $700 billion more, you know, to inflate the dollars that are already in existence. Plus they want to have an 87,000 strong force, you know, IRS, more IRS. You know, they say that the IRS will now, the IRS army will be bigger than the Israeli army. They have 5 million rounds of ammunition and 5,000 assault weapons. I mean, I was listening to Tucker Carlson the other night talk about this. 5 million rounds of ammunition, 5,000 assault weapons. And these are people who are just trying to collect the nation's revenue. So, you know, nobody under $400,000 is going to get audited. They already did that. It'd take about 25,000 people to audit everybody who makes less than $400,000 or more than $400,000 a year. So 25,000, 87,000 is a little bit more than 25,000. So it just tells you, you know, they're pushing this envelope to the point where it's going to break. And, you know, that's my fear. So I'm just encouraging people right now to think level-headed. You know, I always look at my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and see the path he followed when Rome came after him. You know, I want to emulate my Savior. I want to follow in his footsteps. And so I want to prepare my family. I want to get physically prepared. I want to have mentally prepared. You know, I go to the gym, work out. Why do I go to the gym and work out? Because I know life requires strength and fitness. It's just this thing. It's an investment. It's an insurance policy. If I go to the gym and pump some iron, it shows as you get older, it keeps bone density. I keep my muscles and tendons stronger so I don't hurt myself. You know, if I fall, I'm going to be less likely to be injured. So that's an insurance policy. That physical training is an insurance policy. You know, the bivy stick and the sat phone are an insurance policy in the physical, because I just know this physical realm, this worldly realm, has so many vulnerabilities to it. I want to cover as many bases as I can cover. And in the spiritual realm, you know, I want to make sure that my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is there, that I'm walking with him, that, you know, I'm in fellowship with him. And, you know, that's a trinity right there. You know, the physical preparation, the body preparation, and then the spiritual preparation. You know, that's a strong cord right there. It's like braiding stuff together. And I think when you do that, you are far, far more likely to survive what I think is coming down the pike right now. Doug, you want to comment on that?
Well, first off, if you have a radio, one of the first things I was taught for the gathering of intelligence is that if you're on a radio, somebody's listening and somebody cares. There's always someone who cares what you say. And by care, we mean writing it down. For the IRS agents, the only reason why they'd be putting this many people together is they're going to be expanding task force. They're going to be creating special response teams, probably more than one, probably per region, which would be, if they did it right, 10 to 12, because there's about 10 to 12 regions that the government's broken up into, depending on the agency. In my agency, it was 12 regions. And from there, it will be the targeting and persecution of Christians and churches. That will happen. That will absolutely happen. Now, with Trump, do I think the FBI would blatantly disregard the Secret Service lifelong protection detail and skirt around them and their authority, which is more than the FBI's authority to the president? and circumvent them. I guess, hey, boys, here's a free martinis at the bar. Ignore Trump for a second. And they come arrest Trump. I don't believe that. I really don't. I think if they were going to do something, then they're going. And this is why a healthy debate is worth the conversation. Do I see the reason for why they would go out in front of the MAGA rally and arrest Trump to make a point? Absolutely. Absolutely. Hitler just killed people, all right? Stalin would have them publicly arrested and then disappeared. Mao would have you publicly arrested and killed. So who knows how Biden's going to do it? But do I think, they could publicly arrest him? Sure, I wouldn't take it off the table. What I foresee, and this is me cataloging things and putting everything into perspective, because I always think of a worst case scenario. At least if I'm the guy who thinks in the worst case scenario, then I'm the guy no one has to worry about. I'll just say, okay, I'm the end of the world guy for worst case scenario. So my worst case scenario, and let's connect dots here for a second, Bob, is back in 2012, 13, this little thing called Libya happened. And somewhere along the lines, rumor has it, wink, wink, head nod, that we lost a nuke or we gave a nuke through the State Department to UBL's son. UBL is Osama bin Laden. His son then gained that nuke, tried to take it into Syria, which is part of the reason why we were in Syria. And in between giving that nuke to ISIS and trying to coordinate through ISIS and the Taliban, that didn't happen because these two groups don't speak together, as you and I know. We don't know where it went. Supposedly, it was supposed to go to Iran, but once again, lost all train of intel. That lead went cold, which I find it strange because unless it went underground, I don't know how it's not tracked if it's on surface. So, going with the rumor that there's a loose, small tactical nuke in the hands of our former worst enemy, the Taliban's son now, Osama bin Laden's son, he was just killed by Biden. Right? Biden just came out recently and said, hey, we killed UBL's son. Okay. Now all this stuff happening about Trump. Would it start to make sense if you put together some intel that we learned back in 2017, 2018, that the mullahs from Iran wanted to send a young jihadi through Mexico into Juarez, through the tunnels, and into El Paso to release a biological weapon, ricin or anthrax? Also, it would make sense if you do the same path and you somehow or another ship the same type of warhead into America and detonate it at, I don't know, let's say a MAGA rally. Because now, not only do we have the death of a president, we have the death of, what, potentially hundreds to thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people. A lot of people show up at a Trump rally. And you'll have death of people from the media and law enforcement and military and big business financials. A lot of politicians are always there. It's a lot of cats in the same bag that can get drowned if it's tossed in this lake. So that happens. And then this same corrupt ass government can say, well, in his honor, we will go back to war. And ladies and gentlemen, you will blink and not know that we're back in the Iraq-Afghan wars again.
And it could quickly escalate because our relationship with China, our relationship with Russia, it could quickly escalate because they are developing that Axis power, and that's the thing is that these people, we always think that politicians are smart people. I disagree. I just think they're the basest of people, driven by the basis of emotions and sex, power, money. That's what drives them. And so they do. I don't think they're very good forward thinkers. If I do this, that happens. If I push this domino, where does the last domino that goes down? Where's it at? I can only see three dominoes ahead. That's acceptable, but they don't know there's 50 dominoes, and the last domino is global nuclear war. They don't see that far ahead, and so I think they could easily stumble into it. I mean, we did it in World War One. An assassination caused the death of 20 million people. You know, our Dan Ferdinand, he was assassinated. Nobody ever thought that 20 million people would die from that, but it stumbled into it. The same thing. We made so many policy mistakes with Hitler. Hitler was Man of the Year in Time magazine, and so many other things that we did.
Joseph Stalin was.
Yeah, we could have stopped Hitler in 1935 if the Allied powers have gone against him and just said, you know, no, we're not tolerating this. This is not going to be acceptable behavior. But we let him get a foothold in Europe before we even tried to stop him. And the only reason America entered the war, supposedly, was because of, you know, of Japan. Once Japan did Pearl Harbor, Hitler really made a colossal mistake. He went on the radio the next day and declared war on the United States, which was, you know, stupid of him to do, but he did it. And then the United States had a reason to declare war in Germany. But it was just, excuse me, it was just bad mistakes all along. And like I said, the first thing that goes down, we're going to lose our food. You'll lose your water. Again, if you lose your electricity, enjoy the 17th, 18th century. That's all I got to tell you. That's the most pungent way I can put it. Electricity goes down, enjoy the 18th century. I've done this. I've lived the 18th century for a week. And I'm telling you, it is no fun. You look forward to coming home and taking a cold shower with 60 pounds of pressure coming out of your shower head. I mean, because you smell, you stink, you know. You know, they don't have flushing toilets in the 18th century. You know, so I'm gonna leave that one alone. You can figure it out. You know, and
people do not know what a privy pit is.
No, you know, you couldn't go to the refrigerator and grab a cold beer or a Coke or a bottle of water. There was no refrigeration. You know, so, you know, the satellite phone store that you can get that they're portable solar generators. And again, the communication, we so undervalue the fact that I can get on this thing right here and I can call anybody right now in the world. I have friends anywhere in the world. I can just get on the and call them and talk with them. We have become so addicted to that, you know, that we just take it for so much for granted. There's a problem. Hey, honey, did you notice this? Maybe you want to come home, you know, whatever, you know, let's do this. Something's happened. Let's change our plans. We take that so for granted that we don't appreciate what it'd be like to go back to where, you know, everybody had a phone plugged into the wall and that's the only thing you had. And so if I wasn't in my house in a specific room where that phone was at, I couldn't communicate. Well, you know, if satellite phone goes down, hardly anybody has a landline anymore. Pay phones have gone away. So, you know, you are really stuck in a bad position. So, again, that's where my really my fondness for the bivy stick is coming in, that I could text my wife and say, listen, we've had a problem here. You know, Houston, we have a problem, and get in touch and avail myself of that golden hour to where I'm not going to be stuck in the vertical parking lot. I'm not going to be stuck, you know, not getting what I need, getting home, whatever I need to do, whatever the X factor is, you know, that golden hour that I have because I have the intelligence ahead of everybody else. I get to appreciate that X factor and make my plans before everybody else, you know, goes rushing. You know, it was at 9/11. It was true. You know, 75% of the people just sat in the building waiting for somebody to say, hey, you need to leave. You know, they just sat there like sheep. I mean, you know, 15% of the people, they said, were dangerous, you know. Oh, my God, we're going to die, you know, and they panic everybody else. You know, the 15% just can't handle an emotion. They go nuts. It was only 10% of the people in that building that said, you know, I'm getting out of here. I'm not waiting for anybody to tell me what to do. I'm leaving. Exit stage right. Go. And that's, I'd say, is a general reflection of the population. You know, you're going to have 75% of people during a crisis wait for that golden hour to pass. And, you know, and just say, hey, you know, nobody's told me what to do. What do I do? 15% of people, when they figure it out, are going to go bananas. I mean, they're just going to go nuts and they're not going to be able to handle it. And, you know, there's that 10% of the population who prepares ahead of time so that I can avail myself of that golden hour and do what I need to do and get where I need to be and collect what I need to collect.
Let me ask you something about the bivy stick. Let's talk about some tactical applications. Will this work in open water, way out in the ocean?
Well, not underwater, but it doesn't matter. I can be anywhere on the globe. Mm-hmm. I can be in Antarctica. I can be in you know, the North Pole. I can be in Russia, China, North Korea, wherever. I can be in the United States. If this thing sees an open sky, it's going to work.
Do we know
anywhere on the planet?
Do we know if there's any complications? Let's say being in a cavernous area, being in like the Grand Canyon. You know, there are a lot of people who get lost in the Grand Canyon all the time.
A lot of people get. We have the Appalachian Trail that runs through. You get lost there. No, as long as it's open sky, it's going to pick you up. Okay. If you're in a cavern, you don't have open sky, obviously, you know. So, no, it won't work in that scenario. But if I have open sky, if I can see the blue of the stars, whatever, it's gonna work. And it's going to, if I need it to, you know, I can turn on location to where I can push that red button like I showed you. And so if I'm in the Grand Canyon, I've gotten lost, or I've fallen off a cliff and my leg's broken, you know, and help, I can't get out of here. I can push that red button and it will locate me and appropriate services will be sent to rescue me. Or if I'm lost. So just in that scenario, I'm just thinking of backpackers or people that would be out in the open a lot. I mean, I've never really gotten lost, but there's a couple times I'm thinking, I hope I'm going the right way. You know,
well,
I'm out in the middle of the Montana wilderness.
Yeah, I mean, where I've lived at, especially in the South and in Southeast Texas area where I'm from, we have a extremely bad problem with flooding. Very, very bad problem with flooding. And the waters rise very fast. And then we're also right there in Hurricane Alley. We get a splashdown from Tornado Alley. So, you know, when worst case scenario happens, we get a big Cat 4, Cat 3 come in. You get the rushing water. Your power's down. Your water's down. Your fresh food is gone. You know, now there's rationing on gas. So, by the way, that's after the water decreases. You're stuck. I've been there. My wife and I, we were there for Katrina. We were there for Rita. We saw how it impacted our area, and it changed me forever, especially in the term of surviving. And one thing I would like to say is that if you had a device like this, and you just happen to be that one sorry sucker who's floating on a house somewhere down the river, if you could hit that, at least somebody will know where you're at. So let me ask you this much. How fast does it update? Because there are some devices out there where you can hit it and it'll send a signal up and then it'll update, you know, every so many minutes or, you know, every half hour.
This is what it's a global service provider. So you register with it. Which the app's right there. That's what I really like about this. Is all you have to do is there's that little. Let me go back. You can see this little flower thing right here. Okay, this comes on the phone that you get with your service. You just hit that, and there's the video showing you how to do everything. So you know, for people who don't like to read or can't follow instructions well, you can just hit these videos. And it really shows you how to do everything you need to do with it. But it uploads real quick. Response times would vary depending on where you're at. But at least you know, I mean, imagine, you remember the soccer players that went down in the Andes Mountain? Remember those? The cannibal people?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine just one person had that. You know, they were up there for months. You know, we won't tell you what they were doing, but they did survive. All it would take is one person to have that, push the button, and then, you know, you're rescued. That's all. It's that simple. Push the button and you're rescued. So, again, I think you can see the importance of it. That's why everybody in my family, including my sons that don't even live with me, I'm going to get it for them, you know, and then talk to them about maybe getting it for my grandchildren, the ones that are old enough, if they can have that service so that if something happens to them, I mean, you know, just push that. And that's critical, you know, just in the case of crime fighting, you know, I think I married a fairly attractive woman. I know I did. I don't deserve her. I married up. But she's been seriously stalked before. I mean, really seriously stalked. Imagine, you know, and when she used to go to Florida, she would call in every hour and give me a mile marker where she's at. How valuable is that to law enforcement to know your last known location? Mm-hmm. How valuable is that?
A lot.
That's critical. You know, she was at the gas station off exits, you know, 152 and out in Georgia, you know, on 75. But this gives you pinpoint location. So if something happened and if smart enough, they don't check that this is going to follow wherever she goes. So if there was an abduction of a child or something like that, that service would be, I mean, be life saving. So the applications of it are really, I mean, you know, we could sit here and probably spend 4 or 5 hours thinking of the applications that you could use with it. But needless to say, I think we've discussed some of the major ones that you could do with it in both the microcosm of your family and the macrocosm of your friends and community that it'll do. And then, again, you can go there and pick up one of their solar generators so that you can keep this thing charged and running all the time if the grid goes down. And I think a lot of people forget that aspect of it. they, you know, how am I going to keep it running if the grid goes down? Well, as long as the sun's out, you can charge these devices, which is, I mean, you know, what do they say? A one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You know, if you have even a little bit of ability to keep a solar device charged, like this, the cell phone and the bivy stick, that gives you a quantum leap in advantage, tactical advantage. It's a force multiplier. All those things that you can use for terminology that give an advantage, that it gives you advantage. So, you know, with a sat phone store, you know, and you can get the solar generator along with the bivy stick. You know, I just, again, strongly, strongly recommend it. Bob Griswold, I'm fully behind it because I just know the value of it. And my greatest endorsement is my family's getting it.
Yeah. You know, one of the most tragic things that I think about all the time is the active shooters that involve children, and how many different times I've had to read how parents didn't realize or didn't know until way after. You know, a tool like this, you could train your child in the event of any type of insecurity, any type of, you know, situational problem, even if it's just by accident, the fact that the child uses it, you know, what is it, the red button or whatever, hit it. Hey, this is me. There's a problem. You know, at least as a parent, I know this is the most frightening, anticipated feeling.
Every parent.
Yeah. I mean, I'll come to that school like John Rambo. You know, it's not going to be fun because nobody's going to be happy when I show up, you know, but,
you know, it just takes a second, Doug. I mean, I've been with my granddaughters before, or my sons when they were younger, you know, 4, 5 year olds, 6 year olds, and you're somewhere, piggly wiggly grocery store, and you turn around and you don't see them.
And they're gone.
And I can tell you, it's like a stake in the heart. Where are they at? I mean, you know, fortunately we find them.
The toy aisle.
But I mean, but you still have that massive stake in the heart adrenaline rush, you know, yep. Where they at? And again, knowing where they're at would be absolutely critical. So, you know, we also did all the prudent things with our children. We fingerprinted them all of them. We had their fingerprints. We all had DNA samples via their blood. We took blood, had a DNA sample of every one of our children. So we did prudent things of that nature, just to benefit, you know, law enforcement, if anything ever happened to them, you know, that they had those tools to go with. But location, 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 it's very important when you're buying a house, but with a missing individual, location, location, location becomes a life or death matter. I mean, I can, you know, buy a house and maybe not have the right location, not get the money I want for it. But if it's the location of a missing person, oh my gosh, you know, you can't buy that.
There's that story of the backpacker. They actually ended up making a movie out of it. You probably know what I'm talking about. He ended up more or less having to gnaw his way through his own arm to get to safety. You know, I mean, I would feel stupid, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, you're out in the wilderness. Nobody should be out there by themselves. I mean, again, even a plane load of people that went down in the Andes Mountains, they had to survive. I mean, via cannibalism. I mean, you know, that was what it was. I've seen the movie, and all it took was one person. Now, they didn't have that technology back then, but today all it would take is one person with a bivy stick that could push that red button, and there you are. Rescue's on the way. And so, again, I look at it as macro, micro. The micro environment for me would be my immediate family and friends, that I could track them, know where they're at, and feel secure that if something did happen, I could get in touch with them. Even if sat phone was down, sat phone would still be up. I could text them and we could text back and forth. The macro would be my friends and family. If I noticed things going on, I could text out larger messages to my concentric circles of friends to say, you know, again, you know, just the fact that we've had an event, it might be a local event, but it might be part of a bigger event. A lot of times, you know, when you have a mass casualty event, there are concentric circles of it. I mean, you know, I think it's Sandy Hook, you know, you just think of that, you know, you have a shooter and then you have shooters waiting for the response teams to show up. You know, it starts to get out and, you know, just being able to text that kind of information out. If somebody inside the latest shooting had one of this, they could text out and say, you know, this is what's going on inside. That kind of information is just invaluable law enforcement.
Yeah. Let me ask the question that a lot of people are going to ask. So this obviously puts out your GPS locale, like to a very strict.
You can turn it off, so you don't have to. Yes.
So here's the question: can you be backtracked? Can someone else find you on that if you didn't meet it?
Well, I mean, any technology that tracks can be ultimately followed. Okay, it's a satellite tracking, so it can be followed. But with what I worry a lot about is, I listen to people on ham radio, and I've literally heard people talk about, you know, I've got 3 years with a mountain house in my house, and I've stored it. I've got 25 guns, and you know, yada yada yada. I've got this, and you know. I mean, that information is going out on a public network. People in New Zealand know, if I'm in Tennessee, people in New Zealand know you have, you know, X amount of food in your house. Because if I'm talking HF, it just skips around the ionosphere, around the world. What I want is the ability to bring that communication field down. That's why when people ask me, you know, how powerful is the radio? I want like a billion watt radio. No, you don't. If I'm on my property, I want a half watt radio. Because all of a sudden that footprint goes down. Who can listen? You know, do I want a closed system of communication, which this basically is, so I can send out information far more secure on this because less people have access to it. I mean, far less people have access to it. Or do I want to send it out on a radio signal where everybody in that area, HF would be global, everybody in that area would have access to it. So it's just a no-brainer. Yes, you can be tracked, but you can be tracked using ham radio. I can tell you, I'm pretty proficient at what they call DFing, direction finding. And if you're using a Bofang radio, which I don't have one on my desk right now, but if you're using a Bofang radio, a ham radio, I can direction find you pretty quickly. I'll know what direction you're at. Now, if you're using this, it just becomes very, very much difficult. I can't do it. I can't direction find this. So it just gives you another layer of protection as far as the security of your communication. And that way, not your Joe Blow down the street and everybody else doesn't know it. Certain people might know it, yes. But I've all of a sudden taken a circle that big and made it into a circle that big. So that's, to me, very, very important.
Yeah, and you know, one of these days we may need to do a little bit of a live test on that just to see how cool it is. You know, I will volunteer to run the rabbit.
Yeah, I've been the rabbit many times, and you know, believe me, I'm a tech guy. I'm not going to leave that thing laying around. I'm going to play with it. You know, I'm going to do it. You know, my son and I are going to have some fun with it. So yeah.
Well, I mean, for right now, I mean, as the way the world is turning. What is some of the most valuable pieces of equipment you could say that the average person should be getting right now? And, you know, there's always a ceiling limit on people's on their purchasing power. And I get that. You know, I always say, don't buy cheap gear. Don't buy crap. Crap falls apart. Crap doesn't stop bullets. So if you want to buy Absolutely. Crap, you know, steel armor plates and get spalling and fragmentation into your throat and die, go ahead. I say buy good equipment.
Plus 15 pounds of steel hanging off you versus PE, polyethylene, they're 3 pounds a piece.
I carried that. I remember one point when I was a contractor, they actually gave us those steel plates. And I was like, what the hell is this? Why am I carrying this? Are we that cheap now? But, you know, What would you say is some of the best things, gadgets, gizmos, practical things? What's your top list for right now for people?
Well, we'll see. Again, you know, this is the most important thing I have. This it translates into gear. You know, because I can reason, because I can think, I can say there's a tiered level of gear I need. Obviously, I mean, I'd like to have, you know, something that's highly fancy, you know, but it's not necessary. There's all that kind of gear. But then there's gear that's at the very top tier. Again, obviously, your food and water, you've got to have that, which I'm going to mention Peak Refuel. I love Peak Refuel, though we sell it. It's like unbelievably good. And then, you know, just look at your infrastructure. Okay, so comms are like these. Doug, as soon as I take these off, everything becomes blurry. Okay. you know, without my comms, which let's just say they use the comms, everything just comes into clarity. Now I can see you clear. So the comms are real equipment. And like I said, real important. I am big into the ham radio stuff. But as I said, not everybody can, well, I put the antenna back up. Let me put it back down. Not everybody can carry this or afford it. Okay. I love this piece of equipment. I love it. But I'm not going to carry it into Walmart with me. I can carry this into Walmart with me. I'm not going to carry this on the Appalachian Trail if I decide to go hiking. I can carry this on the Appalachian Trail if I go hiking. I have 40 acres. I go hiking a lot. I mean, I'm 66 years old. I'm in shape, but people my age still have heart attacks. I mean, I don't want to try to carry that thing with me every time I go hiking, but I could carry that with me. And if I had a medical emergency, click, I'm not going to push it, click, and it's taken care of. So that, to me, the communications is critical. I believe in the ham radio because I can gain a lot of intelligence, but with this, I can disseminate the intelligence. I can get it out to people I need to get it out to. So that's what I think is absolutely top shelf. Second, again, you know, being able to see at night, that's why I'm a big proponent of night vision. I just think it's in this day and age, with the amount of stuff that goes on at night, the amount of other people that might have night vision, I can at least be on parity with other people. There's nothing worse than someone with night vision coming screwing around with you at night, and you don't know if you know that person is you know, out there. He might just come there. I mean, hear somebody make noise or whatever. That guy has night vision, you know, and he's trying to mess with you. He might go home and not do anything, but you won't know that. You'll think the boogeyman's out there all night long. You scroll down, you'll see all that. We have all this stuff's in stock. We carry it in stock. So, you know, a lot of people don't have it.
No, there's a lot of companies that don't have this stuff in stock right now and won't for like another 10 months.
Yeah, they're weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks out. If you ordered it today, I could get it out to you tomorrow. So 90% of it, put it that way. But again, so those are the things that I think are top shelf pieces of equipment to have: the ability to communicate, the ability to see at night. You know, again, you know, this radio, you know, if I turn it on, let me just do it real quick. I'm going to turn it on. So I'm out. And, you know, you're trying to communicate and you start hearing all this noise. You know, I can do it with headset on and make it quiet, but you know, you're making noise. And so that's dangerous. You know, noise is noise discipline is a dangerous thing if you're out in a, you know, clandestine type kind of thing at night. Or if, you know, even if I go out animal watching, which I do at night, I go out animal watching with my night vision. You know, that's going to be noisy. But with this, if I was needing to, I could, you know, this doesn't make any noise. So it doesn't violate noise discipline. And then go out with it. And, you know, if I see something, just have my phone with me and text on it and say, listen, this is what's going on, and have my circle of friends understand what's going on and go on. If, again, you know, if I had, you know, let's just say our community, I'm a community based prepper. I always believe in supporting the community. So I'm doing that, and you know, I'm there making sure bad people don't get off on the road. I can text this information out to the sheriff's department and say, you know, we've got a bunch of cars going up here that don't look very wholesome. So again, that kind of communication is critical for me, and that's why I recommend. So this doesn't violate noise discipline. So that's a key feature. Doug, you're a former Marine. How important is noise discipline?
Tremendously. I mean, you don't know how loud the exasperation of a tired person is until you're out there at night and you just hear that guy go, and then your ears perk up. Ah, I heard you. And then you hear the twig snap, right? You know, that's how we used to jump on our buddies all the time for, you know, squad on squad, platoon on platoon operations. You'd always wait for that one guy who coughs in the middle of the night. And, you know, you find the one guy that you can always rely upon who can't sit still. And he's sitting here doing this, shaking the tree limb, right? And then your MVGs can see it and the tree limb's moving. All right. It's not a raccoon, all right? It's probably what's his name over there who has the shaky foot syndrome.
Since this doesn't have cell phone, I don't have to whip cell phone going off. I can mute it, so I'm not hearing the little buttons when you're texting, you know, click, 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 click. So, I mean, it's going to be very quiet. I can actually turn the screen down very, very low if I was out at night where I can still see adequately. I mean, I don't want to have the screen on, you know, setting 10. I'm going to set it down to setting 1 or 2. And that way, you know, very little light discipline problems. So it covers a lot of bases being able to do that. And then again, no noise.
Yeah. What type of, as you sit right now, one thing we don't ever really talk about too much, for food preparation, what is it that you would be using for preparing food out in the field? And I don't mean, you know, if we always have to do cold meals, because cold meals suck and they're not motivating, yeah, and nobody likes cold meals. Nobody wants to eat dried raisins and granola. So yeah, what would you
I mean,
use?
It's good for 1 or 2 meals. MREs are terrible if you have to eat them cold. I mean, the heaters are nice. Yeah. The thing about an MRE heater is somebody has thermal. Oh, my gosh. You know, hot meals, you got to be careful with. Thermal is out there and you're going to look like a glowing Christmas tree. You know, again, you know, any meal is going to taste better warm. So if I'm going to eat a warm meal or something like that, I'm going to try to at least cover myself with a Mylar blanket, you know, the security blanket that you put over so I can do it. And that'll hide the thermal signature for a while. So I'll boil some water, put that blanket over me, you know, the big Mylar, like emergency blankets, cover myself with that. So I hide my thermal signature and then warm up some water and make a meal. You know, I really like pea cree fuel. For especially out there,
the meals elk are just, ragu. The elk ragu. Oh my gosh! Amazing.
I mean, who serves elk? Who serves elk? Bison. Yeah. Bison and taters. You know, as we say in Tennessee. I mean, it's just venison. I mean, so they have like entrees that nobody else has. Nobody even comes close to them. And I can tell you, the people at Peak Refuelers are experiencing some growth pains because everybody's discovered it and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it. Another one we carry is, and this is more for like people who want to put fruits and vegetables and meats in their storage is Nutri-Store. They have all kinds of nice, you know, just cans, number 10 cans of like green beans, corn, you know, broccoli, blueberries, peaches, strawberries, all that. So we carry Nutri-Store. And then for really good meals, we carry the Numana food. That's the non-GMO. You know, high fructose corn syrup, all the good stuff that we really want to, I mean, the bad stuff we want to avoid when we try to eat out, with that type of food. We don't want to be putting in our bodies the stuff that actually makes us sick. You know, you put a lot of that chemicals in your body. If you've eaten heavily chemical food like MREs, that's like a gut bomb. I mean, yeah, if you look at it, you look at an MRE, it has meat and then there's like 25 pages of chemical ingredients they put in it, you know? It's like, oh my gosh, this is like a gut bomb. And you've eaten them. I remember my son, there's one of the MREs had five little sausages in it, and they called it the five fingers of death, you know? They just said it was horrible. You know, so, you know, just you want to be selective on what food supplies you get. That's why I'm pretty selective on it, because I want to have food that nourishes my body. I don't want these gut bombs, because if it's a gut bomb like that, my body's not going to process it. I don't need to go into great detail, but I mean, you eat that stuff, it's going to constipate you. You know, it is. And then that's no fun. So
the worst part about it is that it's going to dehydrate you. It's going to pull water out. And the moment you get hot and dehydrated, you will get sick. And I don't mean, you know, just, you know, physically sick within your stomach. You're going to get potentially become a heat casualty, and you won't recover from that quickly. And I mean, if you actually go down as a heat casualty and you can't cool your body off, you can't find the amount of shade, you can't find the good, clean water source, you're screwed. I've been a heat casualty. That is no fun. On our SRT team, when we're training up in the West Virginia mountains, it was so damn hot for those 3 weeks in the mountains. And we trained every day in full gear, pumping and running up and down these mountains. I mean, that were like this. I could strangle my buddies who were the instructors laughing at us. And I mean, every 30 guys in that class went down as a heat cap within probably the second week. There's just no avoiding it.
Yeah.
Even some of the guys in the best shape in the world, there was no avoiding it. I mean, it will happen if you become hydrated.
The thing with a heat casualty, you just can't add water and electrolytes. I mean, your body takes time to recover from a heat incident. it can, 72 hours later, you know, especially as you get older, you can still have the residue effects of a heat injury. So yes. it's something you want to avoid. I've been on, things where we've gone out and done some night maneuvers, and man, I can suck a camelback down in the middle of summer really quick. And, you're sweated. I've been in my clothes are just absolutely soaking wet. Every piece, everything's soaking on you down to your underclothing, and you've drank all your water and it's hot outside. It's no fun. So, when we're in that environment, as much as you can add that brings comfort, more comfort to you. It's a psychological thing to begin with. I know I have elk ragu when I get back to base camp.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be eating the five fingers of death. I'm going to be eating elk ragu that really is delicious. If you look at the front of a Peak refuel pouch, and I mean, it looks yummy, appetizing. That's what it looks like when you make it. It's not like some, juicy hamburger. You see then when you get the hamburger, it's like, what is that? It really is what it looks like. And so, I love the Peak Refuel.
My family and I, we've tried almost everything from Peak Refuel, and I can't tell you there's anything bad yet. And I'm extremely picky on food.
Yeah.
So
have you had the granola? Have you had the breakfast ones? The
breakfast
strawberry
ones?
Granola and the
peaches and cream. Yeah. They're good.
Oh, those are good.
They're very good. Hey, here's my test. If the kids will eat it, I know it's good.
Yep.
Hey, hey, fathers, you can walk around with a bow and arrow trying to, lawn dart a squirrel all you want to come and feed your kids with it. But if you have pre-made food, you're going to go to that first.
Absolutely.
Hey, we have 1 minute left. And what I want to close with saying, and then I'm going to give you the rest of it, is that when you have the warrior class of America that comes on weekly and we tell you these things, it's not because we want to get rich. There is plenty of other things that Bob and I could have been doing for the government to be getting rich. The government gives a lot of money to people with our skills. This isn't for fame. I don't want to be doing this half the time anyways. And I know, Bob, you don't want your face out there half the time either. That's not what this is for. This is for growing the embodiment of the body of Christ, for teaching the flock to defend itself. I want to raise lions, not sheep. That's really what I want within this country. And I think, Bob, with what me and you do consistently coming at this, telling people, hey, man, you're getting to, hear what two guys who've been in the industry for quite a while, the gear we carried, the stuff we use, the stuff we trust, the stuff we know will break. We've used a lot of stuff that will break on you right when you need it. All right. So, when you hear us, and you have questions, leave it in the comments below. I'll answer every question. If you need to, send it to Bob's way or my way if it's a private. But, when you have the warrior class of America who comes out here, and it's not just you and I, Bob, there's plenty of guys like us who do this. And we're saying, prepare, 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 prepare. Now, it's not too late. It's not too late to get in shape. It's not too late to get a gun. It's not too late to train. It's not too late to start stocking back a little bit of money, a little bit of gold and silver if you can afford it. If you can't, I get it. Save some quarters and pennies and nickels. Have something, all right? Have something. If you can't buy the food from Bob, I don't care where you go. Have something or you will not be an asset and you will go to somebody else. And in times of trial, people will have a high elevated position and then find themselves on the lowest level just to feed themselves. Don't be that person. Bob?
You mentioned something really good. It's called the panic zone. If I can't calm with my wife, it doesn't take me long to hit the panic zone. So, this keeps me from panicking. If I can't eat, if I have 3 days worth of food, I have 3 days before I hit the panic zone. If I have a month, I have a month before I hit the panic zone. So, that's it. How far do I want to push that panic zone back before I realize, I don't have any food in the house. There's no water running. There's no electricity. I don't have a solar generator from sat phone store. I don't have any of that. How long do you want to do? Now, again, this is how we make our living. We've done a lot of other things, but this isn't done. I know this is coming. This is why I've lived this life for 30 years. It's coming, and I just tell people to get ready. So if you are interested in this, which I would say, please do, I think you're going to find it invaluable. It's RMR, Ready Made Resources, just RMRBivvy.com. Go there. It'll take you off site to Sat Phone Store, And Doug has put it up a couple times today, the picture of their website, and just go through all the gyrations and purchase it. Get one for each family member. Make sure you get a solar generator so you can keep things charged when the power goes down, because I am absolutely firmly convinced those are the two critical elements of infrastructure that go down first, communication and power. That's absolutely what I know.
That's what people lose their damn mind.
Absolutely.
When power goes out, hey, there's no stoplights. I'll speed all I want. You know, cops aren't coming after me. Nobody's calling. Time to go on my killing spree. Time to go on my robbing spree. It will happen.
You see, when the power goes down in a big city, it doesn't take long for the rioters to come out, the looters.
Nope.
Do I want to be out in that crowd? No. I want to have a solar generator. I can keep things charged, keep things going, gain the intelligence. I can gain intelligence through many things, radio, gain intelligence, and then I can take a bivy stick and send it out to the people I really love and care about. I can send out, listen, this is what I just picked up. This is going on. Stay away from this. Do this. Do whatever. Whatever it is, I can disseminate information. I've lived in the world where information is absolutely life-saving, and if you don't have it, it's life-threatening. You've been in the same environment. And so with that said, I just can't stress the need for the communications enough. Again, it's rmrbivy.com. And if people want to call me and talk to me about it, they can reach me at 800-627-3809. I'll gladly talk with anybody. If you have questions, comments, what do I do? I've done this a long time. I've not only have just experience of running a business and answering questions. I've actually, been over 40 countries. I've been some of the places you'd never want to go to. And I know you have. And so you gain a real life experience of what it's like to be in dangerous situations. And how do you survive? How do you survive? There are ways that give you an distinct advantage in survival. One of them is communication, being able to communicate and surviving in a dangerous situation. How do I do it? And I think we've laid that out pretty well today. So, that's all I want to say. RMRBivy.com, 800-627-3809. If you're interested in the Peak Refuel or anything, you can go to readymaderesources.com. And we have it there, as well as the Numana and other brands and, other things like the night vision. You can pick it up there. But again, if anybody has any questions, I'll be more than glad to talk to me. And go ahead and answer your questions to the best of my ability.
Yeah, and also if anybody is still wanting to be in the available seats for the active shooter awareness and reaction course that myself and Jamie Walden are putting on, at Ready Made Resources at the top, you can go to the sign up button.
It says, would you put that up? Course. Put that up. Yep. If you could put my front page up, you'll see it. Okay. It's not up yet. Anyhow, yeah, write that right at the top where it says take a course at Ready Made Resources. Click that. It'll take you through. You can sign up right there. And I'm telling you, what people are going to learn, they're going to learn a lot during class. But I've also found out that after action report, when people, get to sit down after class, we have picnic tables outside, we have tables inside, they can sit around and say, hey, Walden, what do you think about this? Hey, Thornton, what do you think about this? This is my experience. What do you think about it? And you guys have had real life experience, door kicking and all that type of thing. So, they can say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And a lot of times I think that's really where some people learn the most is in an after action report where they just get to, what they in ham radio circus, they call it rag chewing. Just talk, just talk and ask questions.
Well, And here's the thing about it. I've had people ask me, is this like a really advanced course? It's not. It's meant for the most basic to the most advanced. I'm teaching you what law enforcement, to the extent, is taught on how to handle yourself in an active shooter situation, but it applies across the board. Home invasion, if you're being kidnapped, it literally just comes down to it's a thinker's course. Not to steal something from Haley Strategic, but it really is thinkers before shooters. That man coined that phrase and it changed, I think, terminology, and it changed the way I think training should be done, especially for law enforcement, but no one ever listens. And, I think the more we make people practically available to training. So, when I teach people, the stuff that I train with is a bunch of airsoft toys, more or less. If you just learn the moves, You have the gear. You learn the moves. You can walk through your house and you can clear it all day and not damage anything and use an airsoft gun and actually get the rifle report back. You know, I mean, you can do mag exchange. That stuff you can't replicate. You can have buddies of yours dress up and just go at it. You know, you cannot teach that at the gun range. And there are a lot of guys out there who can't teach you it because they haven't been through it. So me and Jamie Walden have, we're going to teach you as much as we can. It's 3 days. I mean, it's not a Friday and a Saturday. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You are going to learn. Bob, I just had a dear woman reach out to me who's 70 years old who wants to be in the class. So,
you know, we have a lot of women that take these classes, so don't be intimidated if you're a woman. Yeah. We've had AR-15 courses with women involved, and everybody's welcome. It's a good all-around class. And like I said, I think where people learn a lot is the fact that they have personal access to you, can talk to you, ask you questions, where you can relay, you know, personal situations, what you faced, what you didn't face, what gear worked, what gear didn't work. All that type of stuff is just invaluable. It is filling up pretty quickly. I think you'll find our training facility to be second to none. And, you'll have a good time here. We have room for about 4 or 5 campers that people want to stay. There are plenty of bed and breakfasts in town. There's cabins. There's all kinds of things that are for people who want to just stay in a local area. And, it's just a wonderful time. At night, we'll break out some nods and people can actually look through the nods. If you've never looked through night vision, you look through it and you'll see what we're saying. It is a staggering technology. I mean, staggering. So you get to play around with the nods and we'll have some good all around fun.
Everyone who ever picks up MVGs says they need to buy them. I've never had anyone pick up an MVG and go, "Yo, this is a piece of crap. I don't need this."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It is. It is this. I mean, when I picked this up, I knew I had to have it. And same thing the number one expression is, "Oh my gosh." You know, mm-hmm. The first time somebody looks at it, the first time they pick it up and they look at it, they go, "Oh my gosh, you know, I can see that horse a couple hundred yards away and I can't see my hand in front of my face because I have horses on my property. I can see that horse over there." So, it's just, we'll break them out and let people play with them, look through them.
Yep. All right, Bob. Well, that's all we got for right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Doug Thornton. This is Robert Griswold of readymaderesources.com. If you got any questions, please call Rob or send him an email. If you want to sign up, go to Robert's website, Ready Made Resources. Sign up at the Active Shooter Awareness and Reactionist, the button up at the top. Bob, thanks for coming on today. And I'm sure.
Want to suggest again one more time, rmrbivy.com.
rmrbivy.com. Hey, man, I'm sure things are going to happen within the next 12 hours again. So we'll be in contact. Ladies and gentlemen, stay frosty. The enemy's out there. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord." End of transmission.